Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is visiting Iraq today. He met with the country's new leaders and with top U.S. military officials. Rumsfeld told reporters the Bush administration is eager to begin drawing down U.S. troops in Iraq.
Our goal is to be able to transfer full responsibility to the Iraqi security forces as soon as they're capable of taking over that responsibility, at which point, obviously, the coalition forces would be able to reduce their presence in the country, which is the goal of the coalition country.
Donald Rumsfeld's surprise visit is his second in 3 months, and it will be short. He'll be out of Iraq by day's end. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro joins us from Baghdad. And tell us what you know about Rumsfeld's day there.
Well, he arrived at dawn, and as usual, it'll be a full day. He began by meeting with U.S. Army General George Casey, the top American commander in Iraq, and his deputy, Army Lieutenant General John Vines, the commander of multinational forces. He's already met with Iraq's recently named Prime Minister Ibrahim al-Jafri. This was a key meeting because he wanted to make it clear, he said to reporters earlier, that he will be urging the new government to get on with the process here. Jafri has still not appointed his cabinet, and there is still a lot of jockeying for position around the formation of the new government. So clearly, the United States and the Secretary of Defense wants to see this happen as quickly as possible.
Lourdes, there's also been a fair amount of discussion recently about whether the situation in Iraq is improving and about the ability of Iraqi forces to secure the country.
Well, after speaking with the Secretary of Defense, General Casey said Iraqi security forces were improving, but he said that there was still a long way to go before they could take full charge. Rumsfeld also addressed the question. He said that there were some encouraging signs, but he refused to be drawn in on the issue of when Iraqis would be able to take over control. Now, this is important, of course, because this question will determine exactly when U.S. troops numbering 140,000 can eventually leave the country, or at least reduce significantly their troop numbers. So what everyone is trying to determine is whether the quantifiable dip in attacks, which we've seen over the past weeks against American forces and other indicators, is simply a lull or it signifies that a tipping point has been reached. And so far, people are pretty much coming down on the side that for the moment there is definitely a lull, but whether the insurgency is over in some sense, they will not be drawn on that subject. And there doesn't seem to be any clear indication that that's the case.
Insurgent attacks and kidnappings, even though there may be a lull, they do continue.
Certainly, and all across the country. An American contractor was kidnapped yesterday from his reconstruction project in Baghdad. There was also an attack on a U.S. base yesterday, and a large one at that. Suicide bombers tried to crash at least two cars and a fire truck at a U.S. camp in the western desert. The drivers of the vehicles were stopped short of the camp by forces manning the checkpoints, and only three Marines and three civilians were injured. But over recent weeks, we've seen insurgents mounting these kinds of coordinated, large-scale attacks that involve many people, such as the one in Abu Ghraib several weeks ago. They've had mixed success, but the insurgency is still active. There's no doubt about that.
Lourdes, thank you very much. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro speaking from Baghdad.